Episode number 3 of Douglas Adams. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Brian Baker. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, 4242. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams, number 42, is the result of the huge supercomputer Deep Thought, whose name is calculated over a period of 7.5 million years. The number is considered unfortunate if it is pronounced separately from the number 42, as it is associated with the word 42. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, an advanced alien being, creates a supercomputer called Deep Thought that finds out the so-called ultimate question. After calculations of more than 7.5 million years, the Deep Thought establishes that the answer is the number 42. According to the ultimate question, a special computer the size of a small planet is built from organic components and called Earth. Deep Thought does not know the exact question that should be answered, which makes 42 a completely meaningless answer. Although it is the number of the ultimate question, Deep Thought knows, however, that the supercomputer called Earth was designed by Deep Thought himself to answer this question after 10 million years. This shocking answer led to the creation of an even larger supercomputer called Earth, which was tasked with determining what the question was. The answer was calculated by another supercomputer within Deep Thinking and gives a response of 42. Earth was destroyed by the Vogons just before their mission to find the ultimate question was to be completed, but not before the answer to 42 was clear. The Deep Thought seems to have happened in the same way as the original Deep Thought, with 42 and 1 over 1 shaking, but with a slightly different meaning. When asked if he could ask the ultimate question, the Deep Thought said he could not, and it took 7.12 million years for him to calculate and verify the answer, which turned out to be 42. But Deep Thinking can help to develop even more powerful computers that can do that. We have learned that such a supercomputer was built specifically for this purpose, but it is still not powerful enough. Mr. Adams describes an alien race that has programmed a computer called Deep Thought to give the ultimate answer to life, the universe, and everything. The answer, 42, comes from the Big Bang, a massive explosion of energy in the early universe. It measures how often objects in our universe have moved apart since the formation of the universe through the Big Bang. Dr. Richard Saunders, who led the research, sounds a little puzzled by the findings, but it is an honest question. After all, it is Arthur who has given us the answer. He is indeed on Earth, and Earth is home to a giant computer built to figure out what the ultimate question is. In this message, Douglas Adams reveals why he chose the message, 42-2. So I thought, for a change, I would actually put a puzzle together and see how many people solved it. These are a series of ordinary, smaller numbers, and I chose them because of their simplicity and the fact that they are so easy to solve. In this puzzle, the question is unknown, but we already know that the answer is 42, so there is no book where we know it. Arthur Dent Ford's prefect figured out what you get by multiplying by 6 and 9, and that's where the book comes from. The first radio play appeared in the United States on the New York Times radio playlist on October 22, 1884 and again on CBS radio on November 1, 1886. Adams is said to have called 42, the funniest two-digit number, and is said to have called it, the funniest of two-digit numbers. The fact that Adams named an episode of the radio play, Fit, after a chapter or section Lewis Carroll used in Hunting Snark, suggests that he was influenced by Carroll's fascination with the number and its frequent use. Why Adams chose 42 is the subject of much speculation, but in 2007 he put many of those assumptions on hold due to a fan-based Usenet newsgroup. The answer is simple. The number 42 appears frequently in the works of Lewis Carroll, and critics suspect it has had an impact. Adams, Fit, after the chapter in Hunting Snark, in which Carroll used the word, is on the cover of the radio play as well as on his website. Adams' mysterious number has even inspired the name of a number of his own books, such as The Adventures of H.P. Lovecraft. It's not a number, it's an ordinary, smaller number, but the one he chose, according to one of the authors of Hunting Snark, and a favorite of Adams. Thank you all for joining us again on Douglas Adams, it's been a pleasure. See you next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it, most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today.